Talking water. Romy, what's that? What's that John Wayne quote? Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. What is it? What is that old saying?
In the desert, out west, yes. Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And we're talking water allocation and water ground management with CAP, the Central Arizona Project Canal. And, you know, I was going to cover some other things that have been suggested on other ways to pipe water into Arizona, but that's a completely separate topic.
That's a completely separate topic. Given the choice of Sea of Cortez or the Snake River, I'd like a straw from the Snake River, but we'll get to that in another day. Miss Laura, again, groundwater replenishment, just a huge aspect of the planning necessary to ensure safe future growth.
Yes, Rosie, it's so important. And I wanted to let the listeners know that we recently launched a new member locator tool on our website. So if you've been listening today and you're wondering, hey, I wonder if I am in the Central Arizona Groundwater Replenishment District, am I a member? You can go to centralarizonaproject.com and you can look for the CAGRD tab at the top. And from there, search membership locator, and a tool will pop up, and you can put your address in there, and you can see if you are inside or outside the CAP, or I'm sorry, the CAGRD. And we have two types of members in the GRD. One member is a city, town, or private water company can enroll in the CAGRD, or we can have individual subdivisions enroll as what we call member lands. And I think that's kind of important to the listeners because depending on what kind of member your property falls under, you could be paying for replenishment services through your water bill, or you could be paying on your property tax bill. So that's kind of an important distinction to make. The locator tool is easy to use, and we also have very helpful links on there, too, about other things about the CAGRD, what we're up to, application forms, et cetera. And also, if you're in the GRD, you'll find a link to your water provider. And so you can click on that link to your water provider. You can learn more about your water provider, what conservation programs they may have. They may have some rebate programs to incentivize you. Maybe it's...
I've turned over 1,000 square feet of TIF lawn in my backyard.
There you go.
City of Scottsdale said, you know, you get rid of 1,000 square feet, we'll credit you $1 a square foot.
Exactly.
And that was the one. Okay. That's
wonderful.
That's the last piece of persuasion I needed to quit mowing that section of the yard.
Right. You're saving water and you're saving money. And right now, saving both is so important. So, and I think, let's see, you know, I was shocked. We also, because we're not a direct water provider ourselves, we still want to support conservation and conservation efforts. And so we support the great conservation messaging of regional partners like Water Use It Wisely.
Yeah.
And I was on their website the other day. They have hundreds of tips for the consumer on ways that you can save water either indoors or outdoors. And I was shocked to learn, and I work in this business, that as high as up to 70% of Arizona's residential water use comes from outdoor watering.
It is. That's where all your consumption is.
Right. So that's really the best place to start. If you have an irrigation system, check it out. Is it properly functioning? Are there ways you can cut back and still keep your trees that you talked about in the last hour healthy and your grass healthy? You can. One tip that was on the Water Use It Wisely site was group plants with the same watering needs together in your yard. So you don't have to overwater your whole yard for just certain plants. There's also xeriscape and low water use plant options on there to help you pick if you're, you know, just newly starting and planting new landscape.
And a lot of times when we talk about this, people always come back and say, well, what about golf courses? What about all the city parks? What about this? a lot of that is reclaimed water, and yes. you don't want that water delivered to your house.
Right. But yes, we're lucky. Many of the golf courses in the valley here are on reclaimed water, and large turf
treated sewer water.
Exactly. Right.
Again, you don't want that coming to your tap.
Right. So the Department of Water Resources also looks, if they're using groundwater, they're also looking at the amount that the golf courses use, and they have allotments that they have to stick to. So make sure, again, that they're using their water efficiently.
And you and I have drank out of the city of Scottsdale effluent water purification system. We both had a big old glass out of it.
Try not to think about it. Yeah.
Well, they served us two big glasses of water at the treatment center there at the 101 in Pima, and we drank it. And they said, "Now, that was flushed in a toilet up in Carefree.
It's very
about 3 hours ago.
It's very clean when you drink it. It's very clean.
It absolutely is. So those are all the types of planning and technology." And infrastructure and resources that we've put together. I wanted in this hour, if nothing else, to give the Arizona homeowners kind of a calm about the topic, but an encouragement to save where they can. So we appreciate y'all coming in and help sharing that message. And thank you for all the good work. And
thank you, Rosie.
And keep it up.
Oh, we will. We sure will. And we've really appreciated the opportunity to come and talk to you and your listeners about this really important topic.
And Arizona Water Facts is another great resource to go to that I think needs to be put out there more, because it does break it down by the numbers. And, you know, that those are facts. So many times I hear or see, because I've got, you know, filters for any topic waters that come up in the desert, and the misreporting or the number magic that end up in there just is aggravating. Because then if people believe that, they're making decisions based off of false information, and you're never going to solve a problem that way.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us again. CAP is Central Arizona Project Canal. You can get their water, Know Your Water newsletter that goes out weekly. It's a great resource to keep up with your Arizona water supply.